Hello and welcome to Dubai This Week. We are joined today by Noor Al-Tamimi, a serial entrepreneur, founder of Bedashing, and a member of Abu Dhabi Chamber of Commerce. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me here today.
So Noor, it's been an interesting 2+ years for you. You sold Bedashing in 2020. You joined the Abu Dhabi Chamber of Commerce. How are you feeling?
Ah, great. New chapter of my life. After decades of working so hard, of raising kids, of running a business, I'm living the time of my life now.
Living the dream.
Living the dream.
You sold Bedashing seconds before lockdown, from what I understand. Tell us about the journey. I know you founded it with your sisters, and what led you to decide to sell?
That's a great question. We founded the company in 2008, my sisters and I. And after the first year, I realized that this is going so well, and we have a big future, and we should expand in a big way. This is not just a salon, it is something, it's going to be part of a big company. So I met with my sisters, and we discussed very early on from founding the business that we will sell it once it hits a certain valuation. And we all agreed on that from the first batch.
No matter what.
No matter
how much you're enjoying,
no question
how
asked,
well the company's doing,
we
you're
sell.
Selling.
Because we wanted to preserve our relationship as sisters, and we wanted to stay a close-knit family. And yes, it's possible with a family business, but definitely we will face a lot of challenges, and our relationship comes first.
You were CEO for a long time.
Yes.
And you said it can get very lonely up there.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, being now, when we started the company, it was like 4 people, 5 people, and then it started growing 30, 50, hundreds of people. And every while, every size that my company was in, I had to evolve as a person before evolving even as a leader. And I would always face this new kind of challenges depending on the size of my company. And that those challenges, you know, when you're on the top of your company and on the top of your organization, you're always expected to have all the answers. You're always expected to solve all the issues. And it gets lonely up there.
I think this is something that people don't talk a lot about. So who would you seek advice from?
I was lucky to realize this early on during my running my venture, and I did have those great people around me that did nurture me, that mentored me. So I would have someone, for example, in finance, who's a strong person in finance and who enjoyed mentoring me from a financial point of view. And I had a legal mentor who always, you know, looked at things from a legal point of view and gave me his perspective. I had that as well in marketing. I had that in various fields. And it definitely helped me overcome a lot of challenges that I faced. I can't be a person who knows it all. I can be very good in a certain area. I think my strength is definitely strategy. I believe I do understand where the future is going in my industry, and I can live it from now and prepare my company for that from now. But there are fields which I need help in. I need help in logistics. And such. So I would always have someone strong in that field, and that person would be my confidant, will be my source of inspiration, or this person will help me, guide me, even just giving me a name of another person that can guide me solve a certain issue in that field.
So what would you say is the most important lesson as CEO running Bedashing for so many years and then selling? What's your biggest takeaway?
Now, me as Noor, I was like like running the company and living my life towards that goal that I had in mind. So I was in this tunnel view perspective of that goal. And that was how my life was, you know, revolved around that goal. Now, what I learned is that I need to enjoy the journey towards reaching that goal. So this is what I will do now. That's why what I learned from that great adventure that I went through. And this is what I'm going to do next. Enjoy the journey more than the destination.
And any chance you'll work again with your sisters?
Well, I don't see a reason why we can't work together as sisters. We started something great together as a sister. We're a great team together. I would prefer now to do something on my own. I would prefer. I might not even have a partner in this coming venture. Let's see.
Noor Al-Tamimi, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much for this invitation. I truly enjoyed this. Thank you.
Me too.